retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Kamaszewski told the news doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Kamaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kiki Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a belching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, "Armageddon!" My cue, he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out with cannonball.
Armageddon!
Kamaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract.
Time again!
Peered into the tube and struck a match, taking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what belching is all about.